Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called How to Catch a Dragon. And the reason why we are doing that is because it is time to celebrate Lunar New Year. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute. We celebrated New Year back in January on the 1st, right? Well, that's when the annual calendar swaps over, and now we've started a new year. But there are other parts of the world that celebrate New Year at different times, okay? And we're gonna learn about what is the situation here with Lunar New Year, and we're gonna do it in this story. So today's story, How to Catch a Dragon, was written by Adam Wallace and Andy Elkerton, and it is read today by Mommy and Owa, Mommy and we're thinking. Am I gonna have to pick a name for you? I'm gonna call you Philip. Oh, so Mommy and
So, mommy and
oh boy,
boy,
a copycat.
a copycat.
I knew eventually this day would come.
I knew eventually this day would come.
Let's see if he'll read the story with me.
Let's see if he'll read the story with me.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Mom's cooking in the kitchen, and Grandma's standing near.
Mom's cooking in the kitchen and Grandma's standing near.
Okay. And we're getting ready for New Year's, my favorite day of all year. I think we might be missing something, I hear my mother say. A dragon would bring health and fortune. A dragon? What? No way! Every year, my friends and I help decorate the street. We hang Fai Chun and red lanterns every couple of feet. But this new year, we're on the watch to pick up any trail. Oh, wait, is that? I thought I saw. It is a real red dragon's tail. And in the picture, we can see that they have hung beautiful red lanterns everywhere. And they have also spotted out a dragon. This dragon can control the water? He's cooler than we thought. We'll have to be much smarter to get this dragon caught. Oh my goodness. So I guess they set up a trap to try to capture. I didn't skip a page. The dragon, but he knocked over the water. So try again, you guys. We won't use tacos for this dragon. We'll try noodles and sticky rice. The problem is, he loved them so he came back to eat them twice. Oh, they had set up a trap.
What's this?
Yeah, you can see they've got a banner, they've got some noodles, and they've got some sticky rice. And they had made a trap, but he broke right through it. I thought that since our dragon ate, he'd be ready for a nap. But even Cozy Dragon Inn couldn't cut it as a trap. Oh, so they had a giant red lantern, and they opened it up and said, "It's a dragon inn." And then they thought maybe he would go and hide in the dragon inn, but no, he busted out the side of it. Because, you know, those red lanterns that you see hanging for Lunar New Year are actually kind of made out of paper, and they'd be really easy to put a hole through if you're not careful.
Well, then why is fire red?
Well, you don't actually put fire in those ones. Yeah, and these lanterns, they're just beautiful decorations. They just hang beautifully.
What do you put in them?
Nothing.
Like light?
Nope. You don't light them up?
Why not?
I don't know why not. They're not the kind of lanterns like from like Rapunzel or something. They're different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good question. Okay, now... We hoped to catch our dragon now with this thundering beat. We might as well have caught the wind, but we won't admit defeat. Oh, they've got big drums out, and they were pounding on the big drums. But no, the dragon is too smart. We cannot lose this dragon now, not with this massive bait. A dragon can't resist some gold. We'll catch him. Just you wait. So, another fun tradition that you will see people do for Lunar New Year is a big red envelope that they put little coins in, or little treats or presents.
Or money.
Or definitely, definitely money. And they're doing that right here, hoping it will capture the attention of the dragon. On any other day, I'd love to catch money from the sky. But today, it means our trap fell through. I just need one more try. So, what's happened is they filled the big giant red envelope with money, and the dragon came and swiped it, and then flew up and ripped it into smithereens, and now falling from the sky is all the money and little bits of red from the envelope. This is a smart dragon. This final trap just has to work. It is our greatest chance. The thing that dragons love the most, the mighty dragon dance. Whoa. Our dragon dance is going great. I'm having so much fun. But where's our dragon? We gotta catch him before the day is done. So, have you ever heard of a dragon dance before?
Mm-hmm.
You have? Have you ever seen one?
Yes.
You know, fun fact. A lot of the times, it's not actually a dragon. It's really a lion. But they are very cool looking, aren't they? You have a big kind of a costume that's shaped like a dragon with a long body. And underneath it are poles that kind of help hold it up. Little places where you can put your hands. And people will dance underneath it. And they'll make, you can see that in the picture, you can see, for our friends who cannot see the book, you can see that the kids are underneath the dragon costume, and they're what's moving it up and down. Okay. Oh man, we made a giant mess and no dragon to be seen. Guess that means no good health or fortune. I guess we'd better clean. I'm sorry, Mom. I tried my best to make you proud this year. Then she pulls me in a hug. I love this dragon best right here. And she's giving him a great big hug. And he did bring home a little toy dragon, and I think that counts. His grandma's dancing around with it. Watching fireworks with Mom and Grandma next to me, I feel so lucky standing here with my loving family. Oh, yeah, that's another thing for Lunar New Year. They put off fireworks just like they do when it's our New Year's in America. Better luck next year, says the dragon, and he gives us a wink. And that's super cool, right? Yeah. And that is for all of our friends out there who are enjoying a Lunar New Year. Happy New Year, right? And that is?
The end.
The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphillipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Phillip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.